Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All righty, then I will talk to you later. Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you, I am so excited to talk to you. I just can't believe this is happening. But my first question, and I have many, is could you give me my essence name, please?
Essence name. Tatum. T-A-T-U-M.
Tatum. Okay, thank you. Now, I want to give you some of my impressions. I think my orientation is soft.
Correct.
Okay, my essence family boils.
Correct.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I'm not sure about this one, but my essence color yellow?
Yes.
Oh, yay! Yahoo! Okay, could you tell me how many focuses I have?
Numbering of focuses in this dimension presently 888.
Oh, that's a great number. I like that. What about the number of focuses that are living presently?
5.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, do I have a shared focus with my sister, Connie? And also, could you tell me what her orientation is?
You incorporate many focuses with this individual. And what is your impression as to the orientation?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'd have to think, but yes, I really don't know. Connie?
Yes.
Ah, yay. Okay, then I have a question. How many shared focuses do I have with the man I'm dating, named Jay, and his orientation?
Shared focuses, 46.
Wow.
And your impression as to the orientation?
Well, my impression is that he's soft.
And what suggests that to you?
Well, in reading the transcripts, I read where soft and soft have a really hard time getting along. And so I thought, oh, my gosh, she must be soft.
I would confirm that, generally speaking, two soft individuals can create considerable friction, but I would express that this individual is intermediate.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Now, my father passed away 4 months ago, and my mother's having a very difficult time. She keeps saying she wants to die. She talks about death. She tells me that she dreams of dad and tells me she's ready to join him. Is mom in transition?
Yes, but that would not necessarily be associated with disengaging.
Well, is she disengaging, I guess, is my question.
Not presently. Okay. I am aware that she is entertaining that idea, and that is born out of a tremendous loss. And it is not unusual for a partner to express in this manner in relation to that loss, for the individual becomes very familiar with certain patterns and certain energies, and also in many, many partnerships, the individuals become intertwined in a manner that they serve as motivators for each other. And when one disengages, the one that remains can experience difficulty in directing themselves and motivating themselves, for that is a very unfamiliar action to them, for they have become accustomed to being intertwined with another individual, and when that is removed, they can experience considerable confusion and a lack of motivation, which emphasizes the longing for the partner, and it emphasizes the loss, and therefore the individual feels helpless.
Yes. And yes. That's exactly where she is.
And generates this longing and want to rejoin the partner.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
But you can express to this individual that he is creating a continuation of objective imagery, which is not unusual.
Yes.
In actuality, it is quite common, in which the individual does not yet remember his death and is creating imagery that is very similar to physical reality. One of the significant differences that occurs when an individual disengages and is creating objective imagery is that the individual will image themselves and other individuals around them at whatever the general perceived age is. Now, in that, they will not perceive themselves at the age in which they died.
Right.
And they will not perceive other individuals that they are close to as being their actual age. They will image them in their general age.
Right.
Which,
we've been doing that. We've all been having dreams about him, and he's in the area, and we all confirm this with one another. He's in the area between 45 and 55. I mean, he's in his prime, and he's wonderful, and we've all been experiencing dreams of him, and that's the basic age he is.
Yes, which is quite correct. That also is an actual connection. The easiest manner in which you can connect with an individual that has disengaged is in dream imagery. And there is an actual bleed through of energy in which you actually do generate a connection directly with the individual's energy.
Yeah, I've explained that to Mom. I said, when she dreams that they go off to the racetrack or do whatever, I've explained to her that it really is happening, that Dad really takes her with him, and they go wherever Mom dreams they go.
Correct.
Okay. Now, talking about, well, I don't want to get there yet. I have some more basic questions. When I first found the Elias website 6 months ago, it was very strange. As soon as I clicked on it, these voices said, "We knew she'd come." and they said it 2 or 3 times. Who were those voices?
That was you.
That was me.
Yes.
Okay.
That was you in the greater sense of you as essence, in an acknowledgement of yourself.
Yes. Okay, I was wondering, I feel like I've had 2 interactions with you specifically. One was in a dream a few months ago, and you were saying money's not all it's cracked up to be. And then more recently, I saw a little spider going up the wall, and for some reason, I thought it was you. Was that you either time?
Both.
Yay, I thought so. I mean, you know what I did with the little spider? I put him on a piece of paper and let him outside, and I said, goodbye, Elias. Okay, I've got a question for you. I started hearing voices 3 years ago, and they tell me all kinds of stuff. They say their name is Thomas. And now they do a lot of the, what you call parlor tricks, most of which come, which manifest. Some do not. Who is this Thomas person?
This is another essence.
Is it?
Somewhat playful.
I'm sorry, what?
Somewhat playful.
Very playful. Why did this essence decide to start talking to me?
For you generate an openness to it.
Do I have a connection to Thomas?
I would express that all essences are interconnected, and therefore, yes, you do. But also, you have shared many physical focuses with this essence, and that creates a familiarity, which also generates more of an ease if there is an openness with you for this essence to be interactive.
That is so interesting. For a long time, I thought Thomas was an essence. Then I thought Thomas was my essence. That's why I asked you my essence name, because I was kind of thinking, maybe I'm Thomas.
No, but it is a very familiar essence to you.
Okay. Now, I have a question for you. I have the strangest dreams, and for the last 6 months, I've had many dreams where the scenario is like a town hall meeting. And in one of the meetings, this old Irishman is saying, we'd like another book. In another town meeting, it was a group, and it's as if my essence is there, and then other focuses of mine are there. And one of the focuses says to my essence, there's no more teachers, we've checked, she's it. And then in another one, it said, why pick here and now, and why pick her? And the essence responded, because she's ready. What are these dreams? What is this town hall feeling to it?
And what is your impression?
Well, my impression is that my essence and some of my other focuses get together and try to collectively decide which is the best path for me.
No, no, no.
No.
You generate all of your choices, and there is no other expression that will map your direction or choose for you. Now, in this, the town hall, so to speak, is a symbol that you have incorporated as the structure of essence, in a manner of speaking, that all of the aspects of essence are contained in one body, so to speak, or in one structure. And in this, you present other aspects of yourself as generating different statements and different options or directions, but they are all you. And in that, it is an illustration that you are essence. There is no outside greater being that is directing you. You are all of that great being. And you can access information in many different directions, such as you can access information in relation to other focuses of yourself and allow yourself to generate evaluations in relation to what you are doing in your experiences, what you are choosing, or you can access them to offer yourself encouragement or empowerment. And in this, you are presenting to yourself an illustration of all of the different avenues that are available to you as you.
Yes, that is wonderful. Oh, that is awesome. Okay, I have a question about that a little bit further. I dreamt of that little Irishman, and then I dreamt the name Pony. Are these other focuses of myself?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Pony is such an unusual name. I woke up laughing, thinking, Pony? That's an odd name. I thought that was funny. Okay, now, for my main reason for calling, it's twofold. Of course, I have problems with men and money. And so, my first question is, I'm getting so much better, and I'm manifesting money a lot more easily. And yet, I still present myself with many, many struggles. I would like not to work. I'm single and not working. You know, I listen to your transcripts about we can take a risk. We can just not work and we'll still generate money. And I've been doing that for about the last 6 months. But I'm not generating enough to be able to live from month to month comfortably, or really enough for what I want to do, be, and have in life. Now, here's the thing. I'm trying to get the lottery, which I know many people that talk to Elias are, and that was never a desire of mine until I decided I wanted to quit work. But I dream that I've won the lottery. I dream of numbers. I dream of conversations that I have with my ex-husband about, yes, I've won the lottery. So if you could give me some guidance on my financial struggles.
First of all, it is very much associated with your energy and what type of energy you are projecting. And also that all that you do is interconnected. Regardless of what the imagery is, it is a matter of energy. And therefore, the imagery may seem different and unrelated, but the energy is the same. Therefore, this is a point that is important to pay attention to. And also, it is important to identify your associations with different expressions and experiences. For and times, the associations that you generate can hinder you, such as the lottery and the involvement of chance with the lottery. Now, associations are somewhat tricky in some expressions. For generally speaking, most individuals do not incorporate considerable thought in relation to the associations that they generate. Therefore, they do not necessarily entirely pay attention to those associations. But they play a critical role in how your energy is expressed and whether you will allow yourself to accomplish a particular action or not. Now, as I expressed, there is a strong association with the subject of the lottery that there is an element of chance. If you express this type of energy for the association is very influencing of your perception, and your perception moves your energy, then you will create obstacles for it is not a certainty. There is an element of doubt. And therefore, you may or you may not win. Also, it is important to understand that you generate associations with words. Winning incorporates an association that involves surprise and acquiring some manifestation that you are not creating, that is being given to you. Now, when you combine the association of lottery and chance and winning with acquiring a manifestation that is being given and that you are not creating, that also creates an establishment that this already exists. This is the difficulty that most individuals encounter in relation to this particular subject of the lottery, is that they generate these associations which prevent them from actually creating it, for they are not moving in the direction of certainty and knowing that they are creating this in the moment, that it did not previously exist. And therefore, They are not actually acquiring it. They are generating it. In relation to the numbers, they are creating that probability in the moment. They are not choosing from a probability that already exists, because those probabilities do not already exist. They are all created in the moment. Also, in association with all that you do is interconnected, it is a matter of generating an energy of accomplishment in whatever you are doing, and acknowledging that, for that changes your energy. If you are preparing a meal, or if you are engaging a film, or reading a book, or entertaining a friend, or playing with a creature, it matters not what you are actually doing. What matters is how you are doing it. And what type of energy you are projecting in every action. If you want to be accomplishing, or if you want to be successful, it is a matter of acknowledging that you are successful in whatever you are doing. Or if you want to be plentiful in any expression, such as money or relationships, it is a matter of directing yourself in a manner in which you are plentiful in all that you do, and creating that consistency.
I like that. That makes sense. Well, let me ask you, you know, it's not really the lottery itself. There are things I would like I'm living in an apartment, and I found this beautiful home for sale of a lot of money. I would love that home. I also have this car I've always wanted, or I've wanted for the last several years. Would it be better if I focused on and concentrated upon individual things as opposed to a big lump sum of money?
I would not necessarily express that it would be better, but I would express that it would be easier or more effective. For when you allow yourself to be more focused and more specific rather than being general, it allows you to focus your energy more strongly, and that allows you to be more directed.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now, I would express to you also a reminder. It is very important not to focus upon the outcome. It is not necessary, once you set an intention, such as you want a new vehicle. You have set the intention. It is not necessary to concentrate upon that. It is important for you to pay attention to the process and to be expressing an openness within the process to allow you to accomplish that. When an individual focuses upon the outcome, they are not paying attention to the process, and therefore they are not paying attention to what they are doing that may be thwarting their accomplishment.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, that's good. That is so good. Okay, one last thing concerning the lottery. Is there a potential probability of me winning the lottery?
Is there a potential? Yes. Is there a probability? Not yet, for you haven't created that yet.
Okay.
I would also express to you another suggestion.
Okay.
In shifting, you are redefining terms, which also redefines your reality. And in this, I would express the suggestion to allow yourself an openness to whatever may unfold, not to merely focus in one direction. And in that, you may be redefining the term work. Many, many individuals presently are doing precisely that. They are redefining that term of work and are allowing themselves to generate money in unconventional manners in which they do not perceive themselves to be engaging work. But that they allow themselves to yield money.
I like that.
That is a matter of genuinely evaluating what you actually enjoy doing.
Yeah.
For I may express to you, as I have many times to many individuals, it matters not what you do. You can generate money in any action that you can conceive of doing. Any action that you enjoy doing, you can generate money in association with it.
Okay, well, that brings up a good point, because if I try to follow my heart, logically I think, well, you know, this is not going to generate money. But my whole being, everything about me, all I want to do is read and study and share with other people the shift in this reality. And that's what I want to do. That's what I really, really, really want to do.
And you can do that and generate money. It is merely a matter of being creative, allowing yourself to inspire yourself through being imaginative and developing your own method of how you can do precisely what you enjoy doing and also generate money. I will express to you, my friend, you can generate money in any action, so much so to the point that you can even generate money in relation to sleeping.
Sleeping?
Yes. You can generate money even by sleeping. If that is what you enjoy doing, sleeping and dreaming, you can generate money doing that action. That is how literal I am expressing that you can do any action and generate money with it.
And then I just have to assume that money is being generated and just not worry about it then?
No, it is not a matter of pretending.
Okay.
It is a matter of offering yourself information, engaging action, availing yourself of resources, and being creative in discovering how you can engage what you enjoy and also generate money.
Okay. All right. That's good. All right. I can't wait to re-listen to this. Okay. Now, for the other thing, I want, or I think I want, a relationship with someone, you know, a lifetime for the rest of my life kind of relationship. I have this relationship with this person, Jay, and it's been off and on for 3.5 years, and he's not what I want, and so I end it, and then I try to think, I'm creating the guy I do want, and I've written down 100 things about this person I want, and blah, 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 blah. After about 3 or 4 months, when he doesn't pop into my reality, I go back to Jay. And I'm on the hamster wheel here. I mean, I don't know what to do.
First of all, your first obstacle is creating your list.
Oh.
But this is the first block. When your attention is projected outside of you, and when you are creating criteria of what you want from the other individual, or what you want the other individual to be, that creates an energy that does not allow you to draw to you what matches you.
Okay.
For your attention is outside of yourself, and you are too concentrated upon this outside image and what you want to acquire. Now, I would express to you the first direction that would be more effective to move within is to evaluate what you naturally generate, how you naturally express, and what complements that. When you can understand what naturally complements you, you will be more open to drawing that to yourself. But the manner in which you do that is to allow yourself to express your natural flow and what you naturally generate. such as a hypothetical example. One individual may be naturally outgoing and social and this individual may naturally present themselves or express an energy in which they are generally center stage, so to speak. And that the individual demands considerable attention. A natural complement to this individual may be an individual that is comfortable with themselves and comfortable not being center stage. A natural complement to this individual may be an individual that is not as extroverted or not as social, but is comfortable in that situation, but does not necessarily participate. Such as, a further example, an individual may enjoy dancing as a natural expression of themselves. And for that individual, it may be a natural complement for them to incorporate a partner that does not necessarily engage dancing, but that enjoys being supportive and watching, and therefore allowing the other individual to engage many partners in the action or the expression of dancing. Many times, individuals create obstacles for themselves in association with relationships, for they do generate this criteria, and their lists generally incorporate itemizing elements of another individual that are similar or the same as their own. And many times, those similarities are not natural complements. At times, they may be. But many times, they are not.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, the problem that I've had, not with just this individual, but most of my relationships, is I naturally am a giver. In most relationships, you might have one who gives more and the other one is more of a receiver, if you will. And I naturally give. But what I find is, I don't know if I give too much and they give too little and eventually I get fed up with it, or I don't know.
I would express that for you, a natural complement to you would be an individual that can receive, but also does not necessarily express in that direction. That they can allow themselves to receive, but that the individual is appreciative of your expressions and gestures without actually taking.
Yes.
That they can appreciate your expression and the genuineness of it, but not necessarily engage the action of taking. That they incorporate the capacity to receive, but they do not necessarily engage it continuously.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. I really do want someone. I really, really do. And I realize that this is all about me, that I create this relationship or him or whatever. So what do I need to do? Other than I'm going to rip up my list. What do I do specifically? What else?
Remember, all that you do is interconnected. Therefore, it is a matter of being aware of what you are doing, being comfortable with yourself, being satisfied with yourself, and allowing yourself to express freely, noticing the moments and the situations in which you hesitate, not waiting for signs and signals from other individuals, but allowing yourself to freely express you.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to work on that.
This is an important factor. It is a matter of shifting your perception and your attention from what you want from another individual to what you want to express and share. Not what can another individual give to you, or do for you, or be for you, but what can you express that you want to generate and that you want to share?
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. Okay. All right, we've only got a few more minutes, and I wanted to ask you a couple of more things. 3 years ago, a teen went missing named Natalie Holloway. And before long, I don't know if it was Natalie or Thomas or whomever, but I was given some information about where she is and what happened to her. And I don't know if I've made this stuff up in my mind, but I have a very specific idea of where she is. And I tried contacting authorities and nothing's happened. And I'm just confused.
What is this thing with me and Natalie
Holloway?
I would express that you generate a connection with this individual, for you are observing of this.
I believe that. I mean, it brings me to tears just asking about it.
And in that, you are sharing experience.
Okay. What do I do about it?
That is your choice. And I would express that you can trust your impressions, and you can trust your intuition. And in this, perhaps it is another avenue for you to engage your creativity rather than conventional directions.
Well, I just want her to come home, and I've tried. I've called people. I don't know what else to do.
Have you visited the location?
No. I don't have any money to go over there.
Then perhaps you may be engaging visualizations to connect with this individual, and in doing so, allow yourself an openness for yourself or her to offer you messages that can be helpful in what you can participate in.
Okay. You know, I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew that this information was true. I mean, I just felt it. I knew it. But I've tried calling the FBI. I've tried calling national television. I've tried contacting her mother. I've done everything I know to do to try to tell people where she is.
Perhaps if you offer yourself some creative information that will either allow you to visit the location yourself, or will allow you key information that can create a more forceful energy or a stronger energy in relation to her that will allow you different avenues to engage.
Okay, I'll try. It's like I just can't give up on her, and she haunts me, and it's like, I don't know, sometimes I wish she would go away, or I wish they'd just find her and bring her home. I mean, she just haunts me. That's all I can say. I don't have any other way to describe it.
I am understanding. And also recognize that an element of that is that you are observing.
What does observing mean? I don't understand.
An observing essence to any focus essentially is the same as being that focus. Therefore, the observing essence experiences all of what that focus is experiencing.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That's why I get so upset about it then. Well, I'll see what I can do, you know. We're almost out of time. I have two more questions. This one is silly. Oh, just every so often, once a month or once every 6 weeks, I get this silly red dot in between my eyes on the bridge of my nose. What is that? What am I doing? What is that red dot?
And what is your impression?
When the red dot appears, it seems to me like I'm going to be maybe more psychic or something like that?
It is your indicator to pay attention. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, your assessment is correct, for it is an indicator to you to be paying more attention.
Okay, good. Okay, I like that. And then my last question, and Elias, I just want to tell you, I love you so much, and I cannot believe this has been so worth it talking to you. But my last question is, can you tell me what my intent is this time?
I will express to you, as I do with all individuals, allow yourself to incorporate a time framework in which you evaluate all of your experiences throughout the entirety of your focus, not merely now, but the whole of your focus, and what is the general theme. An intent is a very general theme in which you create many, 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 many different specific avenues to explore it. And I shall offer this challenge to you, and in our next meeting, I shall confirm or expand upon what you discover.
That's wonderful. Okay, I promise I will work on that, okay? I love that. Well, that's it. I just timed out perfectly. I got all my questions answered, and I have just loved talking to you. I read the Elias website morning, noon, and night. I mean, it has become my passion, my obsession, my life, and I just can't believe I got to talk to you today. I really appreciate it, and I love you.
And I would express to you, you are very welcome, and the appreciation is matched.
Thank you, Elias.
To you in great lovingness, my dear friend, I shall be offering my energy in strength and encouragement to you.
Thank you.
Until our next meeting, au revoir.
Au revoir.